And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray and with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're both back from Sitka here. Back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. And we have the man, Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaking Sailing in Mission Bay. We're going to be having fun talking fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today is going to be. We got the man, Ron Lane.
Ron Lane, here he is. Mr. Summer. I mean, if there's anybody no that epitomizes summer and being the, I guess, the second day of summer today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron Lane is, he just speaks summer.
Ron speaks summer in the winter.
Yeah.
Well, it is summer in the winter around here. I mean,
yeah.
What do we really do? I mean, it was the same thing we do all year long.
That's right.
Part of the deal. Just
we're so spoiled.
Just have fun. And what do you sell at Fastlane?
Oh, we sell fun.
Fun. That's right.
And we're so lucky to have the nicest clients in the world. Debbie and I both are just amazed at how fun it is to go to the store. You know, it's like going down to the club or something.
Right.
Hey, how you doing?
It's the meeting place.
Oh, yeah. And the guys are, like this week, I've literally traded in lots of big pro anglers with motors on them and everything, to guys that are going, hey, I don't really need to be lifting that thing up anymore. I want to get something light and easy.
Okay.
So we're taking these trade-ins, and it's like, you know, the last time you were here was 10 years ago. And I talk like your buddies, you know, just from the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday we traded.
So what are they traded in for?
They've been getting Lynxes because they're only 45 pounds.
So nice.
And hey, come on, they've been getting those inflatables.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about those inflatables because everybody has storage, you know, problems.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we had a guy tried to carry. He bought a boat from us, and he tried to carry it up the stairs at his apartments to put it. He couldn't get up the stairs. He's going, what do
even
I do?
Even a Lynx?
No, I mean, wait a minute.
Like something.
This was small stairs in a, like a hotel stairs.
Sure.
Carrying a 12-foot 70-pound kayak up the stairs every time. I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so a lot of these guys are wanting to go inflatable because they're just like luggage.
Yeah. They are luggage.
Well,
I went a couple times here and checked them in as luggage on Southwest.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That's like so funny. And then they Ava on her last trip, it just went as luggage. It didn't even go as a sports luggage or the next.
Or oversize or anything.
Right.
Yeah, it depends on the agent. But you can get, if you take enough stuff out of there, you can get it easily to 50 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it qualifies.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I had mine when I came back from Pyramid Lake. It was at 51 pounds. And they go, you're overweight. And I go, yeah, 5 pounds. And they go, okay, let go. So you can do that. But if you're lucky. But you can get, you can take a couple pieces out, put them in your regular luggage, and make them 50 pounds easy on that I-9.
Yeah, yeah. And then even if they do ding you, it's not that bad. It's like, come on, you got your kayak with you.
Yeah, right.
Throw it in the rental car and go off to these lakes and things.
But now the links you say weighs 45 pounds without the Mirage Drive or with? That's with.
That's the hull weight.
That's the hull weight, 45 pounds, which is easy, right?
It's like a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, the rudder system, the chair, and the Mirage Driver, three pieces, and you're just
easily fits on top of a compact car.
Oh, we put three.
Three.
On a small car with just a set of rods.
It's just like stacking surfboards.
Strap right on.
Yeah.
And then because of the Mirage Drive well, you can put a strap in there and they don't...
Oh, that's cool.
They go right through the middle so you don't have things squirting out of the middle. Or,
slick.
Yeah, really easy to car top.
So I'm going to say the Lynx and the inflatable are now my kayaks. But for transport, easy transport, the I-9, there's nothing like it. But the Lynx is so great because it's super stable and you don't have to blow it up. It's already blown up. You just put the accessories on it and you go.
Well, you know, and the other thing about the Lynx is they're not as susceptible to hooks.
Oh, sure. Or gaffs.
Gaffs.
Yeah.
Sharp rocks.
Yeah.
And, you know, so some guys are just... Want the security of that.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, me, you know, Pete, we've gone up to Mammoth and I was snowboarding all morning, and then we just jump in the car and right down to the lake and fish trout all afternoon.
Right.
Hayden and I had
inflatable.
Show up and blow up.
I took them to Montana. I took two of them to Montana.
How was that?
It was incredible. It was incredible because, I mean, there's a little bit of a learning curve when Ron's not blowing it up with you. Right? Because he's done it 100,000 times. But once I did that first inflate with all the rigging and mind you, a Lowrance meter on it.
Right.
With the plate that they have and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So fully outfitted. I mean, you know, by the time from bag to water, maybe 25 minutes, 20 minutes to get fully rigged out and in the water.
Well, think about, too, just like how crazy that is. You flew, you know, thousands of miles away,
right,
and you brought a boat with you.
Right.
It was perfect for every piece of water you fished.
Yeah, and here's what's cool thing. I have a couple buddies that live up there, and if they were busy, I just said, well, fine, I'm just going to go out in the kayak.
Exactly.
Right?
I think that's so cool.
Yeah. So, and it was great. I mean, and super maneuverable, super. The thing about that is, I took two of them, and Lolly was with me. She didn't even want to fish. I know it's hard to believe, right? She had a fly rod on her boat and everything. It's like, oh, I'm just going to cruise around.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little guilty of that, too,
yeah,
Pete. I mean, here you are in a, like, when you go to Convict Lake,
and you're sitting there
with snow all around.
Paradise all around.
Streams rolling into the lake.
Yeah.
And
In
fact, I caught my biggest trout, right? And I had my phone out, and I was filming down the mountain.
Yeah.
Coming down. I had the rod under my arm, and ba-bonk, I caught a fish while I was filming.
While you're filming, yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
It's always the way it happens,
and that was
right?
That was the biggest trout I ever caught.
That's so cool. Yeah, it was a big one. But, you know, that's the thing, is that you don't need to fish. Especially if you're in beautiful places and you transport them to amazing places. Just cruising around on those things is so maneuverable.
We say it all the time. It's a bad day of fishing. It's still a good day of kayaking.
Yeah. I've always been a float tube guy.
Right.
And I have a really nice float tube, right? An podcast, really, or one of the big ones. Anyway, it's a really good flow tube. But I'm not going to use that flow tube anymore. With that I-9, it's night and day because of the maneuverability, the fishability.
Well, speed, and you're sitting in a really comfortable lawn chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could sit in that thing all day.
And it's just as easy to blow up that as it is a float tube by the time you get everything.
Float tube, you're kind of dedicated to an area. I mean, that doesn't mean you can't kick across the lake and all those things, but you're not venturing far.
No.
That I-9, you're cruising across the lake and back and up to the north end, and, hey, the fish is down here. And
miles.
It's fast.
Yeah. Or the bay, right?
Right, totally.
Yeah. You had a group of guys that were down in the South Bay, right, doing a little fishing?
Yeah. Lane Killian.
Yeah.
And
on the Fast Lane Instagram, if you look at it, you watch the guy standing up on the I-9.
Right. And that was his first time in that kind of kayak.
Yeah.
You know, they borrowed one of my I-9.
So funny.
And Logan was in an Outback, and then I think there was a pro angler. Lane had his pro angler. And you know, these are, let's face it, these guys are so stoked.
Yeah.
They were down there at 5 in the morning, you know, first light down, fishing South Bay.
That's cool.
And just having a ball. Turtles. Wow. Wow, turtles!
Yeah, totally.
And the picture is you know, the guy standing up, rod's really bent, and you can hear some chatter in the background. Maybe you hooked a turtle or something, you know. And it was a shovel nose,
big shovel nose shark. So yeah, that's Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram. If you look that up, you'll see that video.
Oh, yeah. And we had somebody calling in, hey, what was that guy standing on? What kind of boat is that?
What is that?
I mean, it looks so relaxed there, and that's his first time on the boat. So it is kind of impressive that you can cast, fly fish, stand up on them, and then they're very quick. I mean, and usually a fast kayak is a narrow one that's real long, and they're not particularly maneuverable, but this is the most maneuverable kayak we have, and probably our fastest.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about, oh, well, if you hit rocks or you hit a gaff or, you know, Ron, I hate to tell you this, but I really abuse that kayak. There's a lot of rocks on the shoreline in Montana, on lakes and rivers in Montana, and I abuse that thing several times on the rocks, no issues.
Listen, there's nobody harder on equipment than me.
No, maybe me.
Or
maybe Rick.
Yeah, I'll take it up.
Yeah.
Well, but that's sort of the thing that I'm impressed with.
Yeah. Is durability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's times when we're fishing the next day and we just shove them in the car.
Yeah.
You know, upside down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then we're back out at it the next
day.
Yeah,
I did that too.
I know. It's part of the fun of that.
Yeah.
That, you know, the El Spontaneo.
Yeah. Sort of. And then when you're done, you take the accessories off, you fold it up, and you put it in a bag, and it's ready for the next time.
That's so cool.
You know, we had Hayden. Hayden's really, my son Hayden is really creative, and he put a phone with the timer going in the foreground, and he was filming with another phone.
Yeah.
So you're looking at the timer go off, and he starts setting up an I-11, and I mean everything out of the bag, and it's in fast motion, so you can watch the whole video very quickly. You know, it takes you 30 seconds to watch him blow the entire thing up. It was 3 minutes and 45 seconds for the entire setup.
From bag to
boat.
3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Crazy.
Of course, then wait. He is a professional.
Sure, yes.
And he knows how to fold them.
Once you do it two or three times, you're a professional.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
That's right? Cool.
It's not that hard. So let's talk about, somebody trades in a 12 Pro. What do you do with that boat?
Yeah,
what happens when the trade-ins happen?
I love the family that is Fastlane, meaning what your customers are. That, like, if you've got a boat and it's time for something different, like, you're part of the family, man. So, bring it in. We'll take care of it.
So if you had a Sprinter van, an old one, what would you do with it? You'd put it on Craigslist.
Sure, yeah.
It would sell for more than you bought it for.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Hobies are kind of sought after, and there's people watching all the little ways. And so we'll bring them in, and we'll clean them up, usually replace all the things like bungee cords and lines and anything that can kind of go wrong. You know, we certify them. Anyway, and then we just put them on Craigslist. And then people come in and they look at used ones, they look at new ones, and they can use their MasterCard.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's right, so rad.
And we'll show you how to put it back on your car and how to, you know.
But that's a service that you're doing for your customers that are wanting to upgrade or downsize or upsize or whatever. You name the scenario, those are your people, and you help take care of them from start to finish to getting into the next one.
And you really, that's what's nice about that is that when you buy a kayak, you're always still looking at other kayaks.
Sure, of course.
So what? So
same as a boat. I mean, same as a car. Same as a truck. Always.
You know that that Parker that's 2 feet bigger. Oh, looks man. Twice as good after
see how,
2 years.
See how big
it?
Of a bait tank I can put on that thing? You don't think it's the same thing with your kayak? You know, like
it is. It is. Speaking of bait tanks.
Yeah.
See, that's a good segue.
Yeah. That's one thing we should say. Hobie, when you buy a Hobie kayak. The list of accessories are insane because they've had...
Well, accessories that work.
That work.
That are engineered to go on the boat.
And one of the accessories that is just amazing, because we've all used them, they're pretty amazing, are the bait tanks on the Hobies.
Made for those boats. They are amazing. They're live wells, you know, too. You can put a fish in there and say, okay, this one's bigger, I'll keep this one. They used to do that in some of the tournaments.
You can put a lot of mackerel, a lot of sardine in there, and they stay alive.
Right. And so I called up, you know, Hobie and talked to Mark Johnson, who's
the man.
Yeah, he's just sort of the historian, too, of the play. He's been around forever. And I said, hey, I'm going to be on the radio show, and I'm looking for prizes. And, you know, everybody in the world hits those guys up for stuff. And he was really generous. He gave me a live well to give away today.
One of the Hobie bait tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, or live well or whatever you want to call it. And that's worth like $450.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, if you don't need a bait tank on your current boat or your new boat or something like that, then you can kind of work a deal maybe with
Other Hobie products. Yeah,
Hobie products. Yeah. 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 But
what a generous gift.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
An incredible gift.
And you know, and again, the guys out at La Jolla, they launch right at La Jolla. And it's not like you go to the bait barge,
right?
You know, it's not like you're going to the bait barge and then out fishing. You got to go to the live, natural bait barge.
Yeah.
You got your little sabiki rod and you're making bait and you're putting these mackerel in there. Well, one time I got into a really good bait mixture, and I was catching big mackerel, little mackerel, and every sabiki would come up with three or four on it. And I like putting a lot of mackerel in it. I mean, over 20, just to see how they would do.
Sure.
All 20 mackerel lived in that.
Oh,
in that
all day. Wow. I mean, I was out for a long time.
Yes. And cool.
And how long will the battery last?
You know, that's a good question. Longer than I do.
Yeah.
And the best way to say that is, you know, Pete, when we take them out on the Islander,
right?
When we used to go out
mothership
to mothership
trip,
I was in the boat for 11 hours.
Still working. Is that a lithium battery?
No, it's not.
It's just like a regular
gel.
But you can probably put a lighter weight lithium battery if you wanted to accessorize, right?
Yeah, there's 6 volt.
Yeah,
6 volt batteries. Oh, run that pump a little less.
Oh, I
aggressively.
See. So it's a 6 volt battery.
Yeah.
Now the other thing too cool is on the inflatable and all the other things. There's options to put a meter on it, a fish finder, right?
Oh, fish finder. You know what? Fish finders got so inexpensive. What a treat.
Yeah.
You go buy. I mean, I've seen them for. I've used those $100 fish finders. They work great. Now, I'm now kind of spoiled. I use the one with side scan and you know, high definition, and then your regular, you know, graph, and it's just amazing. You can go hunting for depths or structure, and you can see sideways. From
Chris Minnick has
Minnick on us yet?
Yeah.
Oh, Minnick. And you keep talking about inflatables.
Yeah.
He, you know, Chris is just sort of an aficionado of kayak.
Well, he's kind of developed that whole plate system for the inflatable, right?
He did. We had this idea, and he took and ran with it.
Yeah.
He came back with all these different prototypes, and he's using them. He has 3 inflatables, I think, and so he has them in different areas using for different. But his new I-9 has a live scope on it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And a motor, right?
What?
On an inflatable 9-foot?
On an inflatable 9-foot.
Kayak.
Well, and here's the crazy thing, too, is that Lowrance fish finder you loaned me with the plate and everything,
right.
It has a lithium battery on it that, I mean, it's the size of a cell phone.
Yeah, it weighs
and
a pound.
It ran all day.
That's so
it weighs 1 pound.
All day.
Yeah.
1 pound.
Yeah.
And if you want to go up to extreme, you know, voltage, the 20 amp hour only costs $50 more.
If you want to go to a live scope.
Yeah. He's got two.
So rad.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today, and we're giving away some incredible prizes. We just kind of scratched the surface here on this Hobie Live World, and thanks, Mark Johnson and the great people at Hobie for that.
You're not kidding. And I mean, it's just so much fun having Ron in here. We always are talking fishing of all kinds, and there's so much great kayak adventure and fun to talk about today. And boy, Pete, you nailed it. A couple of amazing prizes, first of which, again, is that amazing Hobie bait tank, a $450 value to one of our callers or texters today is going to win that great prize. And then we're going to have a second caller or texter win. It's going to be determined by a coin flip. One's going to get the bait tank. The other is going to get a $200 shopping spree of Salty Crew gear at Fast Lane Kayaks. And again, you guys have, I mean, about the coolest display of Salty Crew of anybody in town. I mean, it's awesome. It's just the shop is such a cool vibe and a great place to come down and pick up some gear. And
that's funny you say that, because yesterday there was a gentleman in, and I looked at a stack of T-shirts, and Salty Crew is one of the only, you know, brands that does triple X. He had like... He had six in a pile.
That's nice. Funny.
I was kind of going, yeah, baby.
And they have kids ones, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I always crack up because, you know, I own part of a tackle store, and we have a really good Salty Crew display of clothing. Dallas buys all of her gear at Fastlane. I always say the same thing. You know, we sell it, and we get a little, yeah, I know, but I like to go see Avon. I like to go see Ron, and I like to see the family. So anytime Dallas is buying Salty Crew gear, she always gets it at Fastlane.
But as they have the selection.
They do. It's awesome. And, again, $200 coming to one lucky caller or texter, again, determined by the coin flip at the end of the show today. It's just going to be a great time. So much great fun to talk about, always with having Ron in here. And if you want to get your chance to get through today, it's 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option is so popular anymore here on Let's Talk Hookup, but that's only available pardon me, through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, you need to have it. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. I enjoyed listening to last Sunday's show with Brandon and Corey and Bodan while on the plane. Just downloaded the app and hear all the archives.
Thanks, Corey and Brandon. You guys did a great job on
that. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I picked up some cool surface iron tidbits from those boys. But again, the Let's Talk Hookup app is the only way to text in your questions. And with such killer prizes today, man, make sure that you include your name and your contact info. So if you're the big winner, we can get your prize to you. Well, again, as you hear, great show with Ron today. Lots of fun coming your way. Again, give us a call on the phone, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff set with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning already with Ron. Phones are packed up. No surprise there. Everybody wants to talk fishing, talk Hobie, have some
texts.
Yeah, it's been a great show.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. Giving away a $200 shopping spree for Saltico gear at Fastlane Kayaks and Mixer Bay and a $450 Hobie accessory, which is the bait tank and the fantastic bait tank. If you don't have a bait tank on your boat, if you're buying your boat, just think about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You already steps away. We're giving away. So one lucky
caller,
one lucky text.
That would be good. The guy who wins, if he doesn't have a boat, I'll sell him a boat.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
You'd be part of the family.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll pick it up at Fastlane, and Ron will dial you in with everything you need on that. And if you already have a bait tank or something like that, he'll figure out accessories for you to use in the same kind of money value for that. But those are two great prizes, and thanks, Ron. Perfect way to kick off summer. Our first show of summer, right?
Well, yeah, and then Hobie's been going through a lot of changes and a lot of things going on, and to see them really, you know, getting right out in front and saying, hey, Ron, you're going to be on right here. Here's a bait tank.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that from them.
I always loved the old days when you would come in and you would talk about the accessories and how killer they are. It always cracked me up that the accessories catalog was sometimes even larger than the catalog of boats itself. You know, they did a killer job.
God, that's funny you picked up on that.
Yeah.
I said that this week to them.
That's cool.
I literally told them
it's
that.
It's like
I
go, a book.
It's a book.
You know?
Well, the catalog is really good. It's coffee table quality,
right?
You know, but the fishermen, let's face it, they love accessories.
Totally. And Hobie doesn't mess around. Like, I mean, you know, you think of a fisherman's accessory as a rod holder. Well, the boats are built for it, but then there was this style, and this one. You got spinning rods. You got that. I mean, like, you want storage, you want access, you want fishing rod holders. I mean, like, they don't mess. You can tell this company, all those accessories are built by fishermen, most of which were already on Ron's team already. Like, it's like they built their accessory catalog for SoCal, you know, sport fishing.
They really did. And you know, it's funny, too, because their market is mainly on the East Coast.
All right.
You know, all the bass fishermen love those things. They're having a big tournament right now in Canada, some kind of bass fishing worlds. And
right, yeah. There's a lot of, like Kobe's developed a lot of kayak fishing tournaments because of what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the culture changed with Hobie. Able to keep your hands on your rod and reel and still pilot around. Like,
That's the
fishing culture changed with those boats.
That was, you know, when Ketterman first designed that Mirage Drive, you know what I said to him? I said, why do we need that?
What are you thinking, Ron?
Well, I hadn't gone out. I hadn't even, you know, I used it.
You've done it the other way forever. Why change?
Yeah, kind of old school guy, you know, like traditional good stuff. Now, literally, the Mirage Drive kayaks has chased out every other kind of kayak out of our store.
Sure.
It's like, if I don't need anything but
a Hobie? So, phones are packed, texts are flowing through. Let's jump into it.
That
we have a lot to cover.
You're right. Good call. Why don't we start it
off this morning with Corey. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Corey. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Ron. It's good to chat with you this morning.
Thanks for calling.
Quick thing, one fish report. I got off the Pacific Queen day and a half yesterday morning. Gavin put us on a couple of wide open bites. We had limits of bluefin, averaged about 50 pounds. And
nice.
It's just an amazing trip. Strongly recommend the speed jigging gear. We had the guys from West Coast Jiggers on our trip with us, and they just put on a clinic. I was a fan before. I'm a disciple now. So,
and was it mostly night fishing or day fishing, Corey?
Yeah, we had 60 fish, and four of them were during the day. Everything else was at night.
Nighttime.
And it was pretty amazing. Wide open bites. The mayhem that you see sometimes. So it was pretty great. But I actually originally was calling in with a question for Ron, because thanks, Ron, for welcoming me into the Hopi family this year. It's been a lot of fun loving my Pro Angler 12. But now the kids are saying, hey, Dad, we want to go with you. What inflatable is going to fit a little bit better, because I'm limited in my transport space? Which one are you going to recommend for fishing the bays, and what accessories can you put on those inflatables to make them a little bit more convenient to fish?
But great question. Thank you. My favorite right now is the 9. The I-9, it's the littlest in the bag. It's a small presentation. It's like luggage when you roll it around. The boat, literally, the whole weight of the boat alone is probably 22 pounds, which you can carry like a surfboard. And it's wide, but you have a handle in the middle. So you could literally carry it down like a surfboard and launch it. So it's 40 inches wide on my...
super stable.
Yeah, and...
And you're sitting in a lawn chair.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Comfortable lawn chair.
Yeah.
And then you can stand up in the thing. And that kid that was fishing on those photos in our Instagram post, they got the shovel nose. That was his first time in the boat.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was a pro.
I am such a true believer in that 9. It is it's so portable, so easy to inflate, so easy to fish, so maneuverable. So what's the difference between the 9 and the 11, Ron, and why?
Three chambers on the 11.
Okay, so 9 has one chamber.
Right.
So if you pop one, you're better head for sure.
Right.
But you're not going to pop. I mean, chances of pop, it happens. But
you can get holes in them. I mean,
yeah.
We had a client that was down in Gonzaga Bay, and he now has the award for the most holes in a boat on vacation.
Wow.
He caught, I don't know, those guys, they're really good fishermen. It was... and they said that he had caught, you know, close to a 100 grouper on that. I think that was per day. You know?
Wow,
crazy.
Sure,
it's down in Gonzaga Bay, and so he had a lot of spines. So we passed
along. Spines,
yeah,
from the grouper.
Yeah, he still used it. He just took his pump with
him. So what happens when you you're offshore? You put a hole in it. Is it fast leak or slow leak?
No.
What do?
No, usually pretty slow.
Pretty slow.
Yeah.
And then what do you do when you get back to shore? You just patch it and go back out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, right now I'm doing research on all different kinds of patches. And it turns out Gorilla Tape has this waterproof tape. You can just stick it right on.
Oh, so if you poke one out while you're out on the water, you just carry a piece of... A roll of Gorilla Tape and that a temporary seal.
And there's some tapes that'll actually work wet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, going back to Corey's question, I was just curious, because I'm sure you've seen both things. What's often the move? You get a tandem kayak so that, you know, dad and daughter can go fishing, you know, at the same time in the boat. Do you put son or daughter in an I-9 so they're piloting their own boat? I mean, I'm sure you've seen the successes and the difficulties of all those things.
Like when you go solo boat
versus tandem. Well, you guys have several tandem options also, right?
Right. And I have photos of Jared. He took an I-11 out to Catalina, you know, and I have pictures of all three of my grandkids and Jared
right
on the I-11. diving, you know, the incredible pictures, you know, they're feeding the fish peas,
sure.
You know, and then just swarming calicos and Garibaldis all around them. And so you can pile people on it. It's very buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great boat to put on a boat. I mean, because when you come up to it, it's
sure
inflatable. So you're not hurting the outside of the boat. So, there's many different models. I've been torn between the 11 and the 9. The biggest difference I see is that when it's windy and you're going straight into the wind, when you're pedaling straight into a good breeze,
right.
The I-11 is a little bit less wet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You get, it's not really wet. You just get sprayed a little
and it has three chambers. So you have a, if best thing for Corey to do is you have a demo program today, right? After the show.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right?
Today we're putting the Fiesta, which is the four banger.
That's the four pack.
Yeah, that's the full team.
Yeah.
And we're putting the Tandem and the I-11, I-9, and Lynx all in the water. Between 11 and 1 today, meet with us.
11 and 1 at Fastlane.
Yeah, and just come down and try them. Sit in them, pedal them
this
around.
This is all free. Come down, try them out.
Oh, and 11, it's easy to park.
11 to 1 today at Fastlane.
Right. Yeah. Right, and our goal is to answer those questions.
Yeah. So, Corey, that would be come on down and check out all the different boats.
Well, the more you know about it, this is not going to be a thing that goes away.
Yeah.
This model of boat is super popular, only getting more popular.
Yeah.
I loaned two to a friend of mine, Dave Downing, and he said he was going to buy a kayak for his wife. And I said, he's going to Catalina. And I said, you want to borrow a boat? And I said, sure, here, take this one, take mine, and then take this one, too. He called me the next day and said, darn you, Ron.
Dirty
I had to buy both of them.
Right. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Corey.
Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting down south. We got the Baja Report from Chris with Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, man, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not too oversized. Both come with ringed or non-ringed options. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. We got the man himself. Chris is standing by with our Baja Report. Good morning, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, buddy. What's going on down in the East Cape?
Hey, man, real quick, I wanted to give Ron a real-time update. I've got a real good buddy, Casey Johnson, out of Boise, Idaho, that spends about 3 months a year just exclusively fishing kayak on the East Cape. No one catches more fish than this guy, Corey Johnson. Well, anyway, we just sold his Hobie Outback for what? More than he paid for it, and guess what he's looking to do, Ron? Upgrade. So we're going to have him call you.
Oh, good for you. I like it.
That's cool.
All right, so here's what's going on down south, guys. It's all about the yellowfin tuna bite. It's been a great week of fishing the tuna. Pretty much 20, 25 miles straight off of those Barillas, a little bit to the south, about 8 to 15 miles off Punta Reina, and just over the last couple days, back to the north, right between Puna Pescadero and Los Barrios off Cerro Verde, about 2 miles offshore. Really good numbers coming in there, guys, and size. Matter of fact, the Tuna Club of Southern Cal just had their tournament, yearly tournament at Playa del Sol, and they just absolutely slayed the tuna this past week. So it's been a great week of, actually the last couple weeks of yellowfin tuna bite. Moving on to the striped marlin, they're everywhere, guys, and Roy Clark just had his annual marlin tournament at Palmas de Cortez. 9 boats over 3 days released over 180 marlin, with a few striped marlin, sailfish, and a few blue. Yeah, 100. So average 60 a day in 9 boats, guys. I mean, they're everywhere. So if you want to catch a marlin, I mean, you just can't help it. You really can't help it. And then rounding out the report, guys, a great week of really, really great week of rooster fish bite. Just close in right there between La Ribera, Punta Colorado, and around the bend there at El Rincon at the lighthouse. We had a boat yesterday release. I think it was 8 over 45 pounds. So, guys, we're just having a great time down here. So, I mean, that's, you know. And, oh, one more thing. The Vaquera had a great week of fishing. They released on Father's Day They caught 2 tuna over 100 pounds at 105 and 108 and released 2 really nice striped marlin.
Sweet.
What a day.
Good fishing, man.
Wow,
and
yep.
You're staying at Palmas de Cortez, the Playa del Sol, or any of the resorts, and there you can charter Vaquero, which is the ultimate boat in the East Cape, 35 Cobb with a Sea Keeper and the best captain and everything. And, of course, Smokies, of course, the great place to have your fish processed, and, of course, to go have lunch, dinner, and watch your favorite sporting event. How do we find you, Chris?
You can get a hold of us at www.vaquerabaja.com, or you can just Google Smokies and you'll find us, man. That's about it.
Such a great report, man. Biting all categories, all things happening. Sure appreciated a fantastic report, Chris, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you next week, guys. Thanks.
Thanks brother. That was a great report.
Yeah, that was a good. Yeah.
That is
good
snapping.
Fishing down there.
Yeah, you're
man.
Not kidding. That's
yeah.
great.
And you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. Yeah, very yeah. interesting one from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, great show for you guys today, Ron. I love it every time you're on. I was a little surprised that back in 2021, Hobie was sold to Menard Industries. Has the large scale change impacted anything for you and your customers? Do you think that change will lead to more innovation and development? Thanks for your great service and kindness over all the years. You bring so much to us as San Diego kayakers.
Boy, what a great question.
Right? Wow.
That's funny because I've been kind of, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster ride. You know, whenever there's a new sheriff in town,
sure.
you got to get used to it.
Yeah.
Get used to the rules and stuff. And
you don't know what gun that sheriff's holding.
That's right. And one of the lucky things for Hobie is that those guys that own it, they're really into owning it.
Right.
I mean,
cool.
I've met with Mike Suzuki, went down to the new plant in Mexico. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. They got the property, built the factory custom for Hobie.
Just for producing exactly what they want.
Powder comes in one door, leaves out his kayaks.
That's
wow.
cool. That's
yeah.
cool.
So now, naturally, when you've got that big of a plant, and this is a massive plant. It's like... It's giant. I mean,
it's down in Tijuana.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. And so we did the full tour, and a brand new. It's all set up. It looks like what you'd think it should look like. You know,
yeah.
You know, what do they call that when it just goes right up a line?
Yeah.
You know, one.
So what you're saying is things are so much more efficient now with the new ownership.
Right, and it needs to be efficient because
yeah.
the amount of boats they're building,
yeah, the demand yeah. is so much higher.
I mean, it's worldwide.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and we're lucky enough to have Hobie right here in Oceanside. They're local company, but they're worldwide.
Think about what we went through, getting parts from one country.
Yeah.
That shipping and containers sticking out off
yeah.
of Long Beach for months.
Yeah.
that was we went through a pretty difficult time, and these guys are coming out the other side just with guns blazing.
What a smart deal. Hey.
Yeah. And now innovation is the thing that you see when he asked that question about innovation. That's always been on my plate,
right?
Because literally Hobie came out with a Mirage Drive, then right before the patent, you know, the patent had run out. Well, right after that, you know, they've got this glide technology, which is bearings in there.
Uh-huh.
And then they got kick-up fins.
Yeah.
I mean, the part of the thing sticking down the furthest
oh,
is the fins.
The kick-up fins are critical.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And then they come out with a Mirage Drive that'll go 360 degrees.
Yeah.
And just go in any direction. And right at that time is when the kick-up fins came out, and I'm just
those
like...
Those things are the bomb.
They're really smart.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you look at our part sales on injured flippers,
yeah,
Mirage fins, you know,
yeah.
it's gone way down because now when you hit stuff, it just kicks up, and you pedal,
and that allows you to store it in the bag too when you're doing the inflatable portables. Yeah. Hey, I got another great text here from Harry in Chula Vista. He says, "Good to hear your voice, Ron. What is the biggest fish you've caught on a kayak?
Oh,
also,
funny.
Are there records for fish caught from kayaks? Some good questions.
Yeah, very
That's
much.
Really good questions. The biggest, that would have to be a yellowtail down at Cedros Island.
Yeah.
And we don't really weigh them, you know. We kind of catch them, they go in the bag, and we don't really see them. But I think the biggest one I would have caught down there would have been in that 35-pound range.
Huh.
Just a full boat ride, you know.
Yeah.
Like, see you guys. You know, one of the things that I've seen down there, though, was there was an old, a very... you know, one of the earliest La Jolla guys, you know, when the first plastic boats were going out over there, Johnny Ceviche.
Okay.
Funny name, huh?
Yeah.
Johnny Ceviche. Well, I was next to him while he was catching a black sea bass that was larger. No, it weighed 2 pounds less than he did.
Wow. On the kayak.
On the kayak, yeah.
On the Hobie kayak.
And witnessed the whole thing. Yeah. We weighed it. It was amazing. Giant.
Yeah.
And so I've seen really big fish caught. In Mexico, you don't have to release those.
Yeah. You can eat them.
It was good.
Yeah, I buy it at Point Loma Seafood sometimes. It's good. Yeah, for sure.
Funny. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text messages, and a whole lot more with Rob from Fastlane. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookout on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Cookout app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fastlane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest filler of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time talking fishing. Phones are packed. No surprise there. But if you want to get through, plenty of time for you. 213-432-1090.
Giving away a Hobie bait tank, thanks to the guys over at Hobie, and a $200 shopping spree at Fastlane Kayaks on Salty Crew gear.
So killer.
Yeah. So, of course, there's an association there. Ron's son owns Salty. Jared, so there's a little bit of an association there. And the world headquarters of Salty are right above Fastlane.
He's sort of a salty critter.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah, you made quite a salty crew between you and the boys and the girls. I'd say so.
Yeah, it was fun watching them come in yesterday. They went out fishing with Dwayne yesterday.
Yeah, caught a big one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Excited. And Jared said it was the meanest fish he's ever fought.
Yeah.
He looked at him, and he looks over at me, and nobody's looking, and he goes, my arms are dying.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That's those fish. Apparently, everybody's talking about that fish. That big fish is mean.
Crazy this year, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has the same sentiment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Frank. You know about Frank these is. Frank LaPresse is like, you know, those are some of the meanest ones I've ever seen. He caught one, I guess.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's talk about Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rick just got back yesterday. I got back Thursday from our 28th annual Let's Talk Hookup Kingfisher Charters Tournament. And in a nutshell, what would you say?
It was epic. I mean, what more do you say than epic? We had a great stretch of weather. We discussed this at length multiple years in a row now. The Pete curse of bad weather, that's over.
It's gone.
It's not a thing anymore.
The last times I've been there was perfect.
And the time before was good. It just wasn't as perfect as it's over.
Yeah.
We had great weather. Kingfisher, we say it every time, and I need it to be known that this is not a thing for the radio. The service that those guys provide, it is second to no one. It is amazing. Yeah. You step off the plane, there's somebody with a Kingfisher sign. Everything happens for you without you thinking about it. The transfer to the hotel, all your food, all your meals, getting onto the boats, getting on the right boats, your fish processing. Every single thing happens without you even thinking about it. It is such a well-oiled machine.
Steve Pinard from Dane Atlantic took his son Ben, 11 years old.
So much fun.
And, you know, Ron's like almost Uncle Ron with Ben.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Ben is a cool kid.
He's a cool kid. And, oh, my gosh, if you want to take your kid somewhere, the thing is, it has to be a little salty. Because the thing about Kingfisher is it's the ultimate eat, sleep, fish experience and the best value in Alaska. But if the weather comes up a little bit, which we had one day where it was a little lumpy, you have to be a little salty. You know, if you have a little prone to seasickness, take some Dramamine, you know, take the patch or whatever you take. But just be aware that can happen. It's not flat calm every day like we experienced on Wednesday, which was absolutely, it was like a lake on Wednesday. Yeah.
But you're getting what you pay for there. They're long, full days of fishing. You
literally 10 hours on the water.
Eat, sleep, fish. That's
my favorite.
Oh, yeah. The captains, the crews, the boats are the best in Sitka, the best. And for I think this year's price was $33.95. You get all your meals, all your fish processing, 3 days on the water, 4 nights in a luxury, like they're basically like condominiums or apartments that have their own bathroom and a shared area. Each one is different, but they're overlooking the Sitka Sound.
That's so
the
killer.
Food, unbelievable. We had Dungeness crab
so
twice.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want tonight? You want filet mignon or Dungeness crab? What do you want tonight? You want halibut?
Remember the black cod that we had?
Yeah, black cod was unbelievable. Unbelievable. They got their old chef back.
Oh.
Seth was telling me, and he is unreal.
And a
huge breakfast before you go out, and they pack a lunch for you.
Yeah, your lunch is like, you know, deli cut sandwiches on house-made
like
bread. Beyond high quality. It's awesome.
Yeah, everything is top of the line. I can't understand how the heck he does it for the price that he does it. Because think about it. I brought home 86 pounds of fillets. 86 pounds in 3 days of fishing, right? Black cod, king salmon, rockfish, and halibut. And that processing would have cost me $1,000 just for the process.
Exactly what I was going to say.
So you put in $1,000 with the processing. You're like gourmet meals, like total gourmet, high-end meals. Beautiful accommodations in Sitka. Top-of-the-line boat. It's like, how does he pull it off for $3,400?
And just like the nature of the staff and crew there. there. Like, if there's anything that maybe you would want to do, like, hey, I really want to cruise into town and, you know, and go get some souvenirs for my family. I really want to go check out that tackle store they're talking about. Oh, no problem. We'll take you. Hey, let me go get a van. No, I was just inquiring. No, let's go right now. We got you. They're so accommodating.
Do anything you want.
They're so cool.
Yeah, for sure. And they get you dialed in on the airport when you're leaving. Get you all, I mean, you don't touch your boxes. You don't touch your bags. It's like they check you in. You're gone. So,
and how easy is the packing? They provide rain gear if you don't have it. They provide boots if you want it. They provide all the fishing tackle. They provide rod and reel and gear. Everything.
Which is every other place I go to, you have to buy your fishing license.
Of course,
$50-$75.
Sure,
it's included at Kingfisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're great.
If you want to go, I think there were a few spots left in September, which is prime time silver salmon. It's the big kings there that time of the year too. Halibut, of course, black cod, rockfish this year. But if you want to go next year, now is the time to book. We have our 29th annual Let's Talk Hookup Kingfisher Charters trip is booked for Father's Day Sunday. Leaves Father's Day Sunday, which is June 15th, and comes back on Thursday, June 19th. It's a quick trip, but you get a lot of fishing time in that 4-day package.
There's a problem booking the Let's Talk Hookup trip, and said it has taken 29 years to secure what I think are the most prime dates there. The weather is fantastic. You get fantastic king salmon fishing. You get all the halibut. We had limits of every single thing that we fished for every single day that we fished for.
We did too.
That would be, you know, so you go out in the morning, we get a limit of salmon. Then we would go inshore, we would catch a limit of rockfish on bass gear, shallow water, leadhead, swim bait. Think of like spotties on steroids. Think of like spotty fishing if they got to 10 pounds. Oh, and then you mix in giant ling cod that eat the swim baits.
Right.
It was crazy. Then we would bump offshore and we would go black cod fishing. We'd get our limit of black cod. We'd come into shallower water again, we'd catch our limit of halibut. And then we'd high five and we'd go home and it was every day, everything we tried to target, we got limits of every time.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
It's the prime for king sandwich. A lot of people love which. And so, in fact, when we got on the boat with Heath Bone, Seth's brother, who runs the Intrepid, we got on and he goes, well, you're here for prime time for salmon because he knows I love catching salmon and love eating salmon. So if you want to go with us next year, yesterday would be the time that you want to call. 800-727-6136 or check out our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the front page, click on the Kingfisher Charters banner or kingfishercharters.com. Get on that trip next year. You'll be very happy you did. Ron, you've been.
Oh, gosh. That place is
so
like,
cool.
It's like fishing in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And what a rad time to do it at Father's Day. You know, a great tradition to get started. It's what made it my favorite. It's what my dad and I did forever. And watching Steve and Ben, like, dude, I cannot wait until my boys are old enough to take them to Kingfisher. I can't wait, dude.
Nothing
I'm
better.
Counting the days.
I know how thrilled Steve was to have Ben along and have him enjoy the
trip. It was awesome. Just good father-son time. It's a fantastic spot. And I stress exactly what Pete said. Please come with us next year. Like, you deserve to go on that trip. It's really
June
special.
June 15th through 19th. I think there might be a few spots left, but if you call now, you may get secured.
But it literally is like that. Like, I mean, you need to book this trip right now.
Like yesterday.
The problem, that's what I was going to say. Like, the problem is the Let's Talk Hookup trip is so popular. We have so many people re-ride. But it's the primest of prime time.
Right.
And the lodge is open. You know, if somebody's never heard of Let's Talk Hookup, but they want to go at the most prime time. Well, it's Father's Day, of course.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, our trip happens to be during what is most considered the best time to go. Like, it is not an easy spot to get, so please call ahead,
because
it's fun. It's really fun.
Sure. Well, let's try and jump back in the phones.
That sounds good to me. They are packed up solid. This time, we're going to talk to Dan, who's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Dan?
I have a question. I know that for your guest, if I was going to buy a new kayak for me, being a beginner, what would it be a good kayak for me with recommendation?
Let me ask you this. Where are you fishing mainly?
You freshwater, saltwater, Dan?
Saltwater.
In what area?
It'll be out of Long Beach. Long Beach, Long Beach Bay
and stuff like that, Long Beach Harbor, yeah. What do you think, Ron?
Oh, I love the Outback.
Yeah. Outback's like my favorite hard boat.
Yeah, it's
so versatile.
And it comes with everything.
Yeah.
Tackle management is just key. It's prime.
Yeah, okay. And over the years, Hobie has developed that Outback to be like the perfect boat.
Oh, they've been building it for over 25 years.
Yeah, because it's changed a lot.
Five remodels, yeah.
It's changed a lot, and now they've really got it down.
Well, and the seat's comfortable for hours.
Oh, my gosh,
So the bow being sharper than it used to be is a little better. Like Long Beach in that place, you know, along the breakwater there, can get kind of rough. You've got bigger boats. You want a fast boat. You want one that moves out.
Right.
You want it to be able to punch through, chop, and then be stable. And the back end of the Outback carries a lot of gear.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more with Ron. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hey everyone, this is Bill Varney and I'm a proud member of CCA California. I'm here to invite you, your family, and friends to join me for CCA's Anthony Shea Conservation Award Dinner. This year we honor Mark Gorelnik for his selfless dedication to marine conservation in California. This exciting event will have food, fellowship, and fun while benefiting the tireless work of CCA as it fights to protect your right to fish. Please don't miss this incredible evening on June 27th at the Long Beach Grand. Visit ccacalifornia.org to make your reservations today.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.